This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
America has been described as post-constitutional. I don't know if you agree, but they say that elites run the show. They recognize no legal boundaries. The people that we put in charge, along with their handlers, don't believe that they work for us. They work us instead. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I agree. Our government no longer cares about us as citizens. We're useful pawns. That's it. And it's a sad thing to say. I'm not hopeless. Oh, not at all. I'm hopeful. It's a good day to wake up as a conservative, somebody who's going, oh, we've been warning you. But what I'm telling you is let's realize the situation we're in here, folks. Let's not play games. Our government plotted with the Chinese to introduce a disease that killed a lot of people. But they used it. It wasn't that bad. But they used that disease to create panic and fear among the population. A way, there are kids that have grown up, they will never know the America we know, where you feel safe. It's like having your dad around, you know, where you go, no matter what happens, my dad or your mom, those grizzly moms, will jump in the middle of it. Doesn't matter. You are protected. That's the way I used to feel about our government. Like, I could go somewhere in the world. If I get, you know, caught or, you know, not doing anything illegal, but if I get kidnapped or whatever, my government will come get me. And I might have been as naive as you can imagine, but I thought that they don't leave Americans behind. America will get us. I was watching some show the other day where they had to go get a CIA operative out of a country. And the SEALs went in and blasted these guys. And I just remember cheering, going, those are my mofos right there, boy. That gunship came around the corner and blasted the bad guys. And I thought, whew, this is why I love this country. We do the right things. But I don't feel that way anymore. I don't feel like I have Big Daddy or Big Brother protecting me. I have Big Brother spying on me. Big Brother looking to, oh, Kevin, even if you're not doing anything wrong, I'll create something wrong. I'll make people hate you. I will change your reputation. I'll make them believe whatever I want them to believe about you. Well, good luck with that. They plotted with Big Pharma. Our government did, to create a cure for this disease that they created with the Chinese. And the cure ended up killing us. And you know what our government did? It covered it up. We have female athletes who can't even compete as women anymore because we have a leader who wants to make men into women. I just saw a story. Female athletes, a former Olympic cyclist said, ladies, take a knee. Pull a Kaepernick. Take a knee for your fellow women or else you're doomed. I mean, I can't even believe this. I was at some event. I forget where I was. And we were talking about the idea that, oh, I know what it was. They had it was a group of patriots, different leaders, and they said, we're sponsoring legislation to define a woman. And I was thinking to myself, only in this stupid country do we have to actually define a woman because they're going after women. This group was so proud they're going to define women and put it into the record. This is what a woman is. It isn't enough for science and biology and physiology. No, none of that matters. We got to put it into the record because we have such idiotic people on the left. Have you seen our border? Just go Google anything you want. Look at the board. And as you're contemplating all these things, I want you to remember when we had a sane president. The one that they tell you is a kook. The one that they tell you is a bad guy who's colluding with Russians and, you know, extorting Ukrainians and doing all kinds of bad stuff. That guy, when we didn't have a border problem, when we weren't dealing with the corruption at the top level because he didn't let his family do business. Oh, and you know what they, well, Kushner got $2 billion. I don't care if Kushner got $20 billion. Investigate him. If he did something illegal, get him. But from what I can tell, if Kushner did something illegal, do you think the Democrats would let him get away with it? Because I don't think so. Crime is so bad in cities, folks, that residents are scared. I just read a story. Scott Baio is leaving California. He goes, I finally had it. I got to go. Here's what I would say to Scott Baio. I was supposed to be at an event with him not long ago, and it got canceled. But I would say to Scott, what took you so long? You've been a conservative for a better part of a decade that I know, Chachi. Well, you know, Chachi, you know. Why didn't you leave a decade ago? California has been a cesspool longer than that. He says there's no consequences for rampant crime. And home values are shrinking because nobody wants to live there. And Gavin Newsom wants to be the president of the United States. What else? I'm just telling you what's going on in the era of Biden. By the way, bank failures. I will never, just what, 3 months ago? You remember when you went to the bank and you couldn't get your money out? We went to an ATM because we needed to pay for parking. We were going to see a banana, whatever, I think it's called Banana Madonna, whatever. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. And a fun show if you get a chance to go. But anyway, we went to see it, and Melissa goes, hey, they may need money for parking cash. I was thinking, really? She goes, yeah, a lot of places only want cash. So I was like, okay. So we pulled into a deal to get our money, and there, one person was already there. I got out to get money, and there was another person that pulled up. The first person that was there walked away confused, like, what? So I went, you ain't got no money. Just get away. You ain't got no money. Get out of here, boy. You know, whatever. And I put my card in, and I do. And it says, we are unable to do anything with your transaction, but, you know, check back later kind of a thing. And I went, what? I asked for, you know, $50 or $60, whatever. Nope. Can't have it. And then it hit me. What's going to happen when you can't get your money out of the bank? When they just go, nope, don't have it. You can't. And that, and keep in mind, people had, there was a run on the banks that created this whole fervor. Well, it's not over. Our economy is in bad shape, and the Democrats don't want to let you know this. People are going to want Trump back, and fast.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Elections have consequences, especially third world banana republic fake elections like what happened in 2020 and 2022. If you don't believe that there was a red wave in 2022, you need to have your head examined. The only way that didn't happen is when we got cheated. What you're seeing right now is the residual effects of leftism. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is what the fallout is of having a feckless, brain-dead moron in office and a bunch of elitists who have nothing but their self-interest at heart running him. This is what you get. You get an economy that all that they do, look, all you have when they talk about Biden's numbers is propaganda. Don't believe any of it. Just as much, in as much as you can't believe what they tell you about the Biden family, well, until now, that's changing. But up to this point, Hunter's a Renaissance man, right? And Joe is a man of the people. And Jill, I'm sorry, Dr. Jill, I don't want to get put in jail by not calling her Dr. Jill. Well, she's not an egomaniac who just wanted to be the first lady. Well, when you think about that new, the way that picture has been painted, think about what they tell you about the financial picture of America. Think about what they tell you about anything and ask yourself, can you believe any of it? Do you believe the unemployment numbers? Do you believe whether or not we're in a recession or not in a recession? Do you believe any of the foreign policy? Are we winning or losing? Because the way the media reports it, it is, oh, look at us. America's just going so great. And why don't you feel it? Why don't you have this feeling like, you know what, we are doing great? And certainly, why aren't you feeling it when you go to the grocery store or when you go out to dinner or whatever? Why is it when you get that bill, you go, what? For anything. Why is it you find yourself going, well, can't do that. Wow, I thought we had a little bit more money. Why is it you're doing it when everything's going so great? Because maybe it's not so great. Maybe you're being sold a bill of bill of goods or whatever. You've been sold something. I don't know what it is. You know the thing. Black folks don't trust Biden anymore. 52% of black respondents approve of Biden's performance as president, down from 82% when he took office. Trump got three times the black vote than I think any other president in a while. Three times the black vote. It was like over 20%. But, okay, let's just use 18%. 18% of the black folks voted for Biden. I mean, for Trump. Statistically, that meant Biden couldn't win. Because he didn't win. As a mathematician, I can tell you, look at the numbers of women who didn't vote for Biden, Latinos who didn't vote for Biden, kids who didn't vote for Biden, blacks who didn't vote for Biden, all of whom were higher numbers for Trump. Biden lost the middle class, etc. How could he possibly win? Answer, he didn't. Elections have consequences. And this one, now only 52% of blacks say Biden's doing a good job, which means a lot of them didn't think it. Now they say it's down from 82%. So he's lost 30%. Where are those votes going to go? Now, as I keep telling you, don't measure against Biden. It's not what they're going to have you do. They're getting rid of him. This is what all this is. It's a setup. They said 27% of black Americans said they would probably or definitely vote for former President Donald Trump or lean towards him. 27%. That would be the largest percentage of the black vote in probably since Eisenhower. They said black Americans aren't the only formerly solid demographic slipping away from the Democrats. Biden's support is even lower among Hispanics. 40% approve of him. 43% said they would probably support or definitely support Trump in a rematch. You think this is a Trump puff piece from ABC and the Washington Post? No. This is them getting rid of Biden. Women have a 39% approval for Biden. Independents only have a 30% approval for Biden. They say 54% of them supported him in 2020. They favor Trump 48 to 39% in a rematch. Don't get excited. They don't want Trump. They want Biden out. And the best way to do that is to say, he can't even beat Trump. But it's backfiring because the more they do this, the more that those people that were starting to get a little squishy on Trump are going to come back and go, I told you, I knew it, man. They said the dismal results of the poll are a sobering reality to Biden, who only recently launched his reelection campaign. I already told you, Biden wasn't going to get it. So those are the numbers, and we had a clip of Stephanopoulos going to President Biden's got some really bad news. Well, when you hear those mashups, and oh, by the way, there's going to be multiple media outlets now talking about how bad it is for Joe Biden. Multiples. And as I've warned you, Kamala Harris will be president of the United States. It'll only be for a little while. but she's got one job. And that one job is to pardon all of the Bidens before she leaves office. That's her job. So Kamala Harris will inherit the presidency. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if you've heard it anywhere else, but I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. Joe Biden's out. He'll get out before he's impeached. That will swear in Kamala Harris. She will then pardon the entirety of the Biden family, which is going to make her very unpopular. But she doesn't care. She's achieved being the first female black president. The Bidens will get off scot-free. And by the way, she could pardon all of the people in the food chain. Think about that. We're thinking about the Bidens. What about all the people that the FBI, McCabe, Strzok, Comey, and down the line, Hillary Clinton, for all the crimes that they have done or could do? What if she just takes a fell swoop and pardons every single person that was crooked in this food chain? What would you do? Would you be mad? Well, I'm going to tell you something. That will be her job. She has no other qualifications unless, of course, we're going to entertain heads of state in a brothel. But other than that, she has no qualifications. And that's why they want to build her back up. They won't let you touch her. She's off limits to the media. Now, luckily, she's not off limits to us. We get to look at her objectively because that's what we do. This is all bad news for the Bidens. They are toast. And we have to ask ourselves, how are we going to react to this now?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. What is Plan B if President Biden and congressional leaders can't agree on a debt ceiling and budget cut deal?
Well, there is no Plan B. Our plan is for Congress to act.
Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, Bharat Ramamurthy, on CNN. The president and the top four congressional leaders meet today at the White House as the clock continues to tick to when the federal government runs out of money. President Biden will be the first U.S. president to visit the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea. He'll do it later this month. Should birth control pills be available without a prescription? The FDA has tasked a panel of outside experts to consider it, and Irish drug makers asking for permission. The government task force says women should start checking for breast cancer at age 40. The old recommendation was to start at 50. The U.S. Preventative Task Force says that's because of higher rates of breast cancer among women in their 40s. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bad news for Bozo. That would be Joe Bozo Biden and the Biden family this week. Which is bad news for a long time. It's been waiting to happen. I can't imagine being the Biden family, particularly Hunter, and wondering when are they finally going to give you up? Because they have to. You've seen those movies. You know, just give up that, you know, that one person and everything goes back to normal. And eventually, it's either going to be a shootout, but they're going to get their person. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. No more covering up for what the Biden family has done. In fact, the gloves are off. Media now is free to pursue the Biden family. And in fact, they can use the Trumps to help. But don't be fooled by any good news you hear about Donald Trump on the left side. Be glad on our side because it's vindication and it's going to put people back into the conservative corner. I don't care. I'm going to say this again. I really don't. Well, let me qualify this. I believe Trump deserves a second presidency. I mean, a second term. I believe that in my heart of hearts. But at the end of the day, if there is a primary and he doesn't make it, I'll support the person in there. I said this when he ran in 2020 and 2016, I mean, and I said it again. I don't care, but he deserves it. And I will tell you this, everything that he has done, it gets vindicated to the point where you go, I mean, I've already known it. From the border issue to the Biden family corruption to the corruption of the FBI, the corruption of the media, the fake news media, and on and on and on. Everything the man says, it eventually comes true. Now, here's what I don't like. I don't like his personnel choices. I don't like the people he surrounds himself with. I think many of them are sycophants only out for themselves. They aren't doing us any favors, and it upsets me. But here's what I want to get off of Trump for just a bit, and I want to talk about Joe Biden. I've said this before. You got to give credit where credit is due. Joe Biden is a doting father. To the point of his detriment, he supports his son when his son won't even acknowledge that he's got a baby, little Navy. And Joe Biden says, if you don't acknowledge him, the baby, as a father, I'm not acknowledging him as a grandfather. Undying support of his kid. You got to give the guy credit. It's not good. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not condoning it. I think it sucks that Hunter Biden won't recognize his daughter and Joe Biden won't say, you know what, son? That's the wrong thing to do. I'm going to recognize my granddaughter. But as a show of solidarity, because what Joe Biden is saying is, I know my kid. I raised my kid. I'm not looking beyond this. I don't care about the optics. I'll support my son. There's something to be said about that. But, you know, akin to a woman who says, I know my son is a mass murderer, but I love him. I birthed him. Okay, I get it. I get it, Mom. I understand it. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus. And here's what I do also want to give Biden some credit for. You go think about it, people. Some of you are out there going, I don't know, man. You're losing me here. No, I'm not losing you. I'll get you back. So here's what I'll tell you. At first they said there were three or four people that benefited when Biden did his crooked business. Then Comer comes back out and says, well, now I'll tell you what, looks like we're up to 12. We're up to 12 of them now. Think about this. Joe Biden is a family guy. He believes in the Biden name. And he starts his crooked business. He lets his crackhead son run. He says, now listen, you can make money off of my notoriety. I'm the vice president, and now they're going to make me president. Go, Hunter, go do it. But you got to make sure everybody in the family benefits. When have you... How's you... Oh, Lord, don't get me talking about my family. My family has never done anything where somebody went, you know what, that Kev, he works hard, and he's always doing it. Kevin has helped everybody in the family. Let's make sure if my family hit the lotto, I wouldn't even know about it for 3 years. They would be like filing for bankruptcy. I'm like, file for bankruptcy from what? They didn't have anything. Oh, you didn't hear? Yeah, cousin Ray Ray hit the lottery 3 years ago. What? That dude owed me $50. Joe Biden made sure he took care of all the family. Think about that is instruction from on high. You know Hunter the crackhead didn't go, I'm going to make sure all the family gets taken care of, Dad. That's a great idea, son. It's a great idea. Joe Biden said, listen, we're Bidens. We take care of each other. And Hunter, when you make that money, you make sure that everybody gets a little taste. As in Mafia says, everybody gets to wet their beak. That's pretty exciting. Think about that. Joe Biden's like, hey, I got you. I got the family. Don't worry about it. You're Biden, I got you. Unless you're little Navy. If you're little Navy, I'm sorry, I can't help you. So what, Hunter doesn't pay child support or wants it reduced? He didn't pay it at first. He had to sue to get it. Daddy Biden didn't take care of her, but he took care of Hallie, because Hallie took care of both his boys. You know what I mean? So she got to wet her beak. Devin Archer. So the Biden family, I said this in the first hour. I can't imagine being a Biden right now. But being a Biden when this whole thing started, and of course they thought they could get away with it, but now, you know, that it's heating up, and you know walls are closing in. Media is now covering you. Hunter's scared. They tried to do the goodwill trip to Ireland and whatever. None of it is going to work. Look, I know media. I know strategy. What you're witnessing now is, and I said this before, it had already begun months ago, and it's been creeping, and now it's here. The Bidens are gone. So here's what this thing around. As Hunter Biden faces a potential criminal indictment, no, it's coming. His former best friend, Devin Archer, will make his last bid to avoid jail when his appeal is heard in a courtroom in Lower Manhattan. As he grows increasingly despondent, friends with knowledge of Hunter's thinking are telling Archer to accept that the Bidens have thrown him under the bus and that a last-minute presidential pardon has been ruled out. They have urged him to save himself by using the only currency he has left, his knowledge of the Biden family influence peddling scheme, for which he's had a front row seat for 4 years during Joe Biden's vice presidency. So we played a clip earlier of James Comer saying, this is done. Wednesday, we're going to be explaining to the public everything that the Bidens did. Can you not wait for this? This is like a movie premiere of, I don't know, Star Wars when it first came out or whatever. Give me your favorite film. This is like a movie premiere. Going back to what Comer said, I mean, he says, forget the stuff you've got on Biden about, you know, FAR violations, and, you know, you're a foreign agent and you've got a gun charge and whatever else. I mean, he's hanging out with prostitutes. That's nothing. Wait until we connect these dots on all these, the web of LLCs, I think is the way he described it. And he says, with countries who are our enemies, wait until we show you. And he goes on, there's no getting around this. We have bank records. We got them from the people. And then he says, we've been talking to their friends. And here's where Devin Archer comes in. And others. See, you can keep the lid on a certain amount of stuff in D.C. And let me tell you, I always have to, I marvel at Democrats. Their ability to hush people up or to hush them up permanently is second to none. They put the fear of God in, and you better have it. You better understand they will follow through. This is not a threat. When the Democrats say, you better toe the line, you better. They're not playing with you. They will kill you, your family. Not, don't even think about it. So the Comer is telling the Bidens and all of D.C., including the FBI and all the other agencies, if you try to pull one over on us, we're going to get you. We have the data. So, as I said, when they asked for this document that said we know that it's a tie directly to Joe Biden, I think it's a trap. I really do. And I'm hoping that they expound on that on Wednesday. We'll see. You know, we got to wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Made it clear to the American people that you want to stay in this job. You've officially announced you're running for re-election. And in your first video, you featured Vice President Harris 10 times. When Obama was in that position, he didn't mention you, sir. What are you trying to tell us?
Well, the President Obama and I became very good friends. We just had a slightly different style of how we do things. As you recall, every major initiative President Obama had, I was the last guy in the room, deciding that with him, giving him the advice what we should do. And he's committed to help in any way he can this time out. But look, I just think that Vice President Harris hasn't gotten the credit she deserves. She was an Attorney General of the state of California. She has been a United States Senator. She is really very, very good. And with everything going on, she hasn't gotten the attention she deserves.
Critics would say you're elevating her because they think you wouldn't serve a full term. And it is fair to say that there's not a Fortune 500 company in the world looking to hire a CEO in his 80s. So why would an 82-year-old Joe Biden be the right person for the most important job in the world?
Because I've acquired a hell of a lot of wisdom. I know more than the vast majority of people. I'm more experienced than anybody who's ever run for the office. And I think I've proven myself to be honorable as well as also effective.
Kamala Harris has one job. Pardon the Bidens when it's all said and done. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. New York Post has this story. Joe Biden bribery allegations were brought to the DOJ in 2018, 2 years before similar claims by the whistleblower. You ready for this? Explosive bribery allegations involving Joe Biden and foreign nationals were brought to the DOJ as early as 2018, 2 years before similar allegations against Joe Biden of today were made by the whistleblower, now talking to the House Oversight Committee. So in other words, folks, there's a pattern. I know, hard to believe, hard to believe. The Biden family has a pattern of corruption. The Democrats have a pattern of lying. Leftists have a pattern of getting everything wrong. Oh, to be a Biden today. Oh, but to be a fly on the wall as the Democrat Party strategizes on how they get rid of Biden. It's over. They've done it. This strategy is developed. It's done. Somebody finally pushed the button, pulled the trigger, whatever metaphor you want to use. But it is on. Game on. Bud Cummins, a former federal prosecutor, first reported the bribery allegations to then New York U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman on October the 4th of 2018 in an email claiming he had evidence that Joe Biden had, quote, exercised influence to protect his son's Ukrainian employer in exchange for payments made to Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Joe Biden. You think this may be what we're talking about seeing here pretty soon, something along these lines? I think it is. You know what I like most about this, though? Well, I don't know if I like it most, but what's on my mind right now? I like that it's finally coming to fruition. You know, people are finally starting to see. I was having a conversation with some guys, and I said to them, do you think it's getting to the lower level, you know, to the what they call the low information voter? And they were like, you know, Kevin, I don't know. And I said, I think it is. And because, they, you know, you depends on if you look at polls, you believe certain things or whatever. I think the average person in America that is plugged in any way says, I think the Bidens are pretty crooked. I would love to see a man on the street going, hey, do you think that Hunter Biden did something illegal and that his dad may be involved? I think overwhelmingly, I think we're talking well over 60% of the people would go, yeah, I do. Just being honest. Now, you can rationalize and say, well, I mean, Joe Biden didn't get a whole lot. I mean, he was pretty poor. And, you know, he did. His son had died, and his other son was giving him so much grief. I mean, if you want to rationalize it, fine. I don't care. Better rationalize the reason why somebody goes in and shoplifts. Oh, well, they were poor. Okay, fine. There's a reason and excuse for everything. But if you're coming off as Mr. Joe Wholesome, and it turns out that you're just on the take. I can't have a lot of sympathy for you. It goes on. This email said that Ukraine's then Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko wanted to travel to the U.S. to meet Berman and could produce two John Doe witnesses to corroborate his claims about the Bidens, but Berman never responded to the email. Now, Berman is the guy that he gets the information. He's supposed to investigate this stuff. I go back to what James Comer said when he said the IRS and the DOJ didn't want to look at, they didn't do a thorough enough investigation. Why? Because they didn't want to find it. They didn't want to, I mean, imagine you've been told these are the marching orders, and now you got to go do your job. Now, the average person, if you have ethics and morals and conviction, you say, look, got to do the job no matter where it takes me. Not these guys. Nope, Berman just to say, oh, no, it's okay. No problem. Just stay where you are. He said, instead, in a move Cummins says seems like retaliation, on December 9th of 2019, in the middle of impeachment proceedings against then-President Donald Trump, federal prosecutors secretly obtained data from his phone with a grand jury subpoena to Apple. He says, I can't imagine a legitimate reason for the DOJ not to follow up on an offer like that. I felt it was stonewall, said Cummins, formerly Arkansas's chief federal prosecutor under George W. Bush, which, by the way, during that whole period of the Clintons and finding out the details around them, the Arkansas and Comey, by what Comey was doing to protect them with Clinton's server, Comey, Trump had moved that out of D.C., moved it to Arkansas, and an insider in D.C. told me, says, Kevin, that's a big deal. He says, Arkansas goes by the book. You know, you would think, oh, moving it to Arkansas is going to favor the Clintons. He goes, no, quite the contrary. Arkansas was a place that is kind of isolated from D.C. They don't get involved in the day-to-day politics. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. But now nothing came of it because, as I said, Durham and Barr, look at what Barr's doing now. What a scumbag he is. Do we have that clip of what Barr said about Trump? I think we do. Did we play it the other day?
Is he fit to be president of the United States? Is Donald Trump fit to be president? This is the way I'll answer that, Geraldo. Which is, if you believe in his policies, he's the what he's advertising is his policies. He's the last person who could actually execute them and achieve them. He does not have the discipline. He does not have the ability for strategic thinking and linear thinking or setting priorities or how to get things done in the system. It is a horror show when he's left to his own devices. And so you may want his policies, but Trump will not deliver Trump policies. He will deliver chaos and, if anything, lead to a backlash that will set his policies much further back than they otherwise would be.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. That was Bill Barr. What a menace. I mean, that was the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but certainly in a long time. Trump can't deliver on his policies? Are you kidding? Look, I mean, do we really need to go into detail on this? First of all, look at Biden. Okay, we're not talking about Biden, I get it. But look at Biden and ask yourself, why is Biden unsuccessful? Because he undid, what's that word, Trump's policies? Oh, that's two words. He undid Trump's policies. The border situation, I would love for somebody to push back. They clapped at the end of that, by the way, and say, well, Bill Barr, what do you think about Trump's policy on the border? Just out of curiosity, how it compares to where we're going through now. Okay, case closed. Shut your trap. Why are you even here? This is a guy that people supposedly feel, you know, ooh, Bill Barr's coming. Yeah, that's a great thing. That's not even a get. This is a guy that sat there and lied. This is a person who took the job of AG, did not represent Trump, completely screwed the pooch, part of the swamp. And now he wants to sit there and go, oh, Trump, he's no good. He's the last person who can execute all the policies that he did that made the economy phenomenal post-Obama. But no, you know, don't believe what you saw. Listen, let me tell you, as an expert and a person who knows nothing about economics or finance and running an economy, but I was a Bush shill. Here's how it worked.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.